Dozens of Esther residents and many others gathered in the community west of Fairbanks recently as part of an effort to raise money to build a library there. KUAC's Tim Ellis reports.
One of those at the Throwdown and Music Fest, J.D. Reagan, says he just got back to Esther from a job up north so he could hear some of his favorite musicians, including a group appropriately named the Esther Jelly Jam, playing in one of his favorite venues.
Great music, great pies, right here on the porch of the Golden Eagle.
Another local, Deborah Reimer, says she's hopeful that the event will help Esther finally afford a library because it'll benefit the town in many ways.
There's, you know, then the kids' classes and there's just opportunities for community outreach. We're talking about doing community gardens there.
Reagan and Reimer are active members of a community filled with activists, along with artists and artisans and a few hundred other folks, many of whom have a way of going about things differently. That's at least part of the reason that Esther residents are trying to build the library their way. That, and what organizers of the effort believe would be an uphill struggle to get the Fairbanks North Star Borough to build a library in Esther. Deidre Helfrich, one of the leaders of the effort, says the fundraising drive, now in its seventh year, is probably a more realistic way for a small community to get a library these days because the borough's library budget is so tight.
They're always essentially strapped. I mean, look at the trouble they had to try to repair the roof.
Yeah,
and expand North Pole. Right now, certainly for at least the next 10 years, as far as I can see, they cannot afford to have a library out here on the West End.
Helfrich is the editor and publisher of the Esther Republic, a bi-monthly publication with community news and other features. She took a few minutes Saturday to sit down and explain the effort to bring a library to Esther. She says it began in 1999 when Frank Thorell, one of the community's colorful characters, happened across some boxes of discarded books.
He's a mad dumpster diver, and so he found a couple boxes of books sitting next to a dumpster and was like, can't throw these out.
Helfrich says Thorell brought the boxes back to his house, and soon word got around that he was accepting donations of books. Helfrich got involved soon thereafter, and before long, she and a few others started organizing the growing book collection and declared the room in which it was shelved as the Esther Library, soon renamed the John Trigg Esther Library after another local, whom Helfrich says was an avid reader and an excellent storyteller. The library's collection now exceeds 20,000 books in several locations, waiting for a place to put them. So Helfrich and others began organizing events in 2004 to raise money for the John Trigg Esther Library. Organizers bought land about 3 years ago, and they hope Saturday's event and another later this fall will help push them over the $820,000 they estimate they'll need to build a 3,200-square-foot building. Helfrich says it'll be an energy-efficient, eco-friendly structure that'll save money and serve as a model and teaching tool. In Esther, I'm Tim Ellis.